dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for the second day of April. If yesterday was April Fool's Day, then what does that make today, Daddy?
I will go with Coward, March 32nd.
March 32nd.
March 33rd, or whatever it is. Because the weather outside still feels like March to me. I thought that was a good point.
Yeah, don't we usually by now have a week in the 60, high 60s, 70s? I mean, in the 70s somewhere. It might be in January. Don't we have like a freak week sometime? We have not had the freak week yet.
We have not had the freak week, and sounds like we may get the freak week, but it's not 68, 70. It's 56 to 59.
Unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Scott Steinbrook, number one soccer team in the entire state of Nebraska, is going to be joining us at the end of the show. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, is going to be joining us here in just a little bit to talk about football spring practice. And, you know, supposed big news, Cody Glenn moving from running back to linebacker. Big news overnight. And Robbie Hankins is going to join us, Tri-City Storm, in pursuit of their 1 million fan, which they expect to walk through the doors, whether he does or not. But they will walk through the doors. He, she, ma, pa. It's going to happen on Friday against Lincoln. We're going to talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the program. Daddy, can I ask you a question? And plus, we had kind of a messed up show yesterday because of the way things went with our guests, and we didn't get a proper time at the end of the show to make our predictions for Major League Baseball. We predicted our teams, but we didn't predict who we thought was going to the World Series or who is going to win the World Series, and we will do that as well. Why is it that, you know, every night I go nighty-night, I plug the phone in, cell phone in, charge it up. Every once in a while, cell phone doesn't want to charge. You know, you wake up.
You wouldn't think it'd be that difficult?
You wake up, it's 6 in the morning, you grab your phone, you head to work, and it's always, you know, the light's always on because it's charging. But like this morning, I wake up, uh-oh, no phone light on. I went, huh, that's not good. But yet, it was still able to suck charge out of the phone.
Yes, it is one fickle mistress, especially these phones in which both of us have. And my phone's the same way.
I love the phone
when it's charged up. But a lot of times I've got to hang the deal, like from a curtain rod, in a certain position to get it to charge. Other time I've got to set a book on top of it with a book underneath it to tilt the charger in the right direction.
It's about the charger. Is that what you're telling me?
It's about the charger.
So basically one prong must have been in there sucking the life out of my phone while the other prong says, no, I'm not going in.
That's exactly what happened.
That's what happens? All right. So now I know. Thank you for your technical advisement. A Nebraska football team into the second week of spring ball. And big news today, Cody Glenn moving from running back to linebacker, supposedly. And to talk about what's been happening so far in the spring and a little bit about the move as well.
All-star.
Who do we have, Daddy?
We got Steven Sipple from Lincoln Journal Stars.
A little bit of a head case, Lamar.
Sorry about that.
Sure. Steve Sipple?
The real one. Well, he's avoided this for a long time, but I finally ran him down. Found him at a weak moment. Sip, what's going on?
Why is Doug so surprised?
Oh, about what?
What's wrong with you, Doug?
What, Altel? Or, I mean, my cell phone? Or the running back? Or just April 2nd? What am I surprised about, Sip, buddy? Sorry, man. I'm surprised about a lot of things. How is you?
I is good. All is well. I think I'm good. I mean, you know, it's 11 o'clock. We'll see how it goes.
That's what I thought.
You need to get over to the embassy and take a nap.
Oh, I did that yesterday. There's nothing wrong with that. There's some people that really, my colleague Brian Christofferson kept saying yesterday, it's just bizarre. Nobody does that. I think that's not true. I think people take cat naps, 15 minutes a shot or 20. I think it's the way to go.
I work with people that take more than 20-minute cat naps. So, you know, what are you going to do? Sip, let's get into the big story of the day. How big is the story that Cody Glenn's going to move to linebacker?
What are you being sarcastic about it for? Come on, Doug.
Well, I guess.
Talk to me, bro.
I guess I am. I mean, wasn't this supposed to be the greatest? Everybody goes bonkers when over these recruiting classes and number two running back, number three linebacker, number five wide receiver, and all of a sudden Cody Glenn, you know, who I thought really had a chance to do something at running back, is going to be moved into a linebacker position here. And I thought the whole reason he came to Nebraska is so he could shine as a running back.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. He wanted to make the move. I mean, he wasn't moved. He went to the coaches on Saturday, and I guess he just feels like, you know, he can play more snaps at linebacker. He's got a chance. They're awfully thin at linebacker in terms of not only in terms of experience, but in terms of bodies. They didn't have a linebacker in the 2006 recruiting class, not one. They're young at the positions, really across the board. And again, there's just not that many of them. And he might be able to help there. It's not like he's played a lot of linebacker, but you could see, anybody who's familiar with Cody Glenn, you could see the potential there. And that running back, the running back position is stocked now. And really what adds to this, I think, is the emergence of Roy Helu. And he's emerged. I talked to Bo last night, and if he's not their best running back right now, he's not far behind. And that kind of took me by surprise.
Interesting, Sip. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the old coaching staff had experimented one time and actually talked about Cody Glenn making this move before this, correct?
Well, I think Cody Glenn had talked about it a little bit. I can't remember how far that discussion went or how serious all that was, but Cody had talked about it a little bit in this off season. I don't know about the old staff. It's interesting what Doug said about him being a running back, being a good running back, because he was having a good spring at running back. It's not like he's having a bad spring. They're very happy with the way he's played. And he probably figures right into he figures into that mix, and he was going to play. And the other thing is, we'll see. I mean, but one other thing that Bo said was, you know, he sees this a lot where a guy will say he wants to do it, but then when that first practice comes and it's time, his feet get a little cold. He gets cold feet. So we'll see if it actually happens. But, you know, he was in on the meetings, the linebacker meetings Monday and Tuesday, and he went to the coaches and said he wanted to do it. So I suspect he'll follow through.
Who's this Roy Helu? Because I thought we had some running back named Roy Helu. But anyway, Steve Simple joined us from the Lincoln Journal Star. Daddy was doing that all during lunch yesterday. Anyway.
Mendoza. Quentin Castillo.
Sip, what about, yeah, I know, that's surreal in its own right. This is already a lot, I hate the comparisons because we want to move on, but, I mean, we're saying, or Nebraska coaches are saying, Marlon Lucky's number one, we're moving Cody Glenn on, Joe Gans is number one, we're weak at linebacker. I mean, they are not saying, they're saying everybody's got a shot, but they're not saying, well, it's all wide open. I mean, they're starting to put the round peg into the round hole already, aren't they?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, they're not. You know, the last 5 years, and even maybe with Frank Solich, and so I mean, they weren't necessarily assigning this early in the year that, hey, this guy is going to be our number one here. This guy is going to be our number one there. We always got the Josh that there was, you know, 2, 3, 4 guys going for every position. I think this means Marlon Lucky is far and away the I-back, isn't it?
No, I don't think that at all. I disagree with you. In fact, what I'm saying here, no, they're not giving anybody positions. What Bo was saying, that Helu's pushing for that job. I mean, Marlon's not safe by any stretch of the imagination. I think the guy that you could point to and say he's safe is Joe Gann, but I can't think of too many others that you could say that. There might be. Well, I'll just try to think of it right now. No, I can't think of anybody. I mean, I can think of one guy, Doug. That's Joe Gann, who's safe, whose position is safe, and you could count on him being number one. Now, the next closest thing would probably be Armando Murillo at cornerback, but there's two, and I can't think of three.
Who's going to be the backup then right now? I read the article about Lee earlier this week. Who's settling in behind Joe Gans then?
Lee, I would say. But, of course, you know, Patrick Witt's going to have something to say about that. But all indications I get right now is that Lee will, you know, Lee is, he's certainly going into spring. That was the thought of the coaching staff. Now, how I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say how he's done so far through four practices, but that's my guess right now. Just mainly because he fits what they're doing pretty well, and he fits what's happening in college football pretty well in terms of giving you a guy that's a legitimate threat to run. If you see him, he's a runner. I mean, he's not a sprinter. He reminds me a little bit. You know, what he reminds me of. He reminds me of Chase Daniel. He'll stick his nose in there and run. He reminds me a little bit of that in terms of his build. He's not quite as thick, but he's a strong, compact kid, and he's got the strongest arm of those quarterbacks.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, I guess getting back to that linebacker position, other than Phillip Dillard, who do you expect to see the majority of playing time as maybe the spring game approaches and then on into the fall?
Well, strong side, Blake Lawrence. I mean, you have Blake Lawrence who's you know, he has experience from last year. He's just a sophomore, but he's a hard-hitting kid. He's not real big, so I always wonder about him physically a little bit. He hasn't gotten much bigger since last season. And then behind him, I'd say, is Tyler Wortman, the walk-on from Grand Island. On the other side of Dillard, on the weak side, you're looking at LaTravis Washington. And I think they're really counting on him emerging. Now, he can't say he has at this point. It's just too early. But if you had to name four players who are the best-looking guys in terms of their athleticism, and, you know, you want guys coming off the bus first, he'd be one of them. He's about as impressive as an athlete as you will see on that football team. He looks like a Big 12 football player ought to look. He looks like a Big 12 linebacker ought to look. He's a missile. He'll be able to, I mean, he'll come hard on blitzes. But you just have to see how he, you know, adapts to that position. He was a quarterback in high school. Some people thought he'd be a safety when he came here. I don't know how much linebacker he's even played. But I think he could be a pretty good weak side linebacker if he grasps the defense.
Sip, a lot of much has been made about Ricky Thanars and the tragedies that he's experienced as of late. Talk about maybe his demeanor around the guys and maybe the focus or lack thereof as they head into spring ball.
Well, those situations are tough. I mean, it's tough to really, it's hard to know what he's thinking inside. Outwardly, he's fine. I mean, he seems fine. He talks about this stuff openly. You got to be careful what you say, but, you know, that type of thing in Watts, he's from Watts. He's from that tough L.A. area. And that stuff happens. And it's kind of strange in a way. You don't ever want to minimize having two brothers get shot, but people get shot from Watts all the time. So I think he's dealing with it fine. It's hard, though. I mean, that's got to be very difficult for him. But, you know, he left last Thursday for L.A. and was back Friday night and practiced Saturday. And all indications are he's dealing with it fine. But it's really, I'll tell you what helps, and he has said this, is it helps having those teammates, being around his teammates. You know, that's his family here. And being around them and having that football outlet, too, is big. And, you know, you thank God for those two things.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Hey, Sip, before we let you get out of here, kind of shifting gears a little bit, end of the month, the NFL draft is coming along. I'm pretty sure that we'll start seeing some more stories on that, at least in local and statewide. Seeing a lot of it on the national board. Who's a couple kids that we need to keep focusing on here for the Huskers? There's nobody that's projected first round like we had the last few years, but who's the first couple kids that might be going in the NFL draft with Nebraska ties?
Carl Nix would be the first guy. I think he'll be the first guy picked easily. I think you're looking at Nix going in the second round, or maybe even late first, but probably second. For sure the first day. You know, he's valuable because he can play. You could put him at a tackle. I'd probably, you know, probably right tackle. Maybe he's a left tackle in the NFL, but you can also move him inside. He's, you know, he's a mountain. He's, and again, it's the type of thing with Travis Washington. He's what you want him to look like, and he can play. He's at a premium position, that tackle spot. He'll get drafted high. Now after that, it's hard to say. I mean, my guess would be Steve Octavian, maybe like a fourth or fifth round type thing. I think he ran pretty well in his workouts. It's tough to say, though. You know, you would have liked to think Maurice Purifoy would have been, you know, a fourth, fifth round. Now you wonder. I think that somebody ought to take a chance on Maurice. I think he could be a very good NFL player. I'm not saying he'd be your first option at receiver, but he could be second or third and be pretty good. You saw how he was. I like him on third down, third and six, third and seven. He'll break a tackle and get you that first down because he's such a strong runner.
Sit before we let you go, give our boy Ben Eisenhardt a chance to get picked up somewhere late?
Well, that's a good question. It's funny you mentioned him because I stood and watched practice with him on Monday. I don't know. I don't know if Ben, that subject didn't come up. I would doubt it. I mean, I think he's a free agent type player. I'd never rule him out playing anywhere, but, you know, it's hard. Although he's, you know, just depends how he'd run. You know, it's a lot of, it comes down to that 40, and I don't know what he ran at the individual workout.
So, if it came down to just the 40, Daddy would still be playing in the league today. It's just unbelievable.
Where's Daddy playing? Would he play? Are you a tackle, Daddy?
I'm more of a nose guard now. I was more the tight end, maybe a defensive end, but yeah, they moved me to nose guard.
Oh, you're on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I'm mean.
He doesn't like
Daddy. You're not mean.
Sepp, hey, thanks for the time, buddy. We'll catch up with you again soon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, always appreciate his time. Talking a little bit about Cody Glenn, moving to linebacker, talking about some of the spring ball that's been going on, Ricky Thanaris and a little NFL draft as well. As we go into break here, coming up, we've got guests of the Tri-City Storm going to be rolling in, and we have got a family four-pack of tickets that could make you the 1 millionth Tri-City Storm fan, and that is coming up, of course, this Friday. It's your chance to win two free Storm hockey tickets. Well, we're giving away a family four-pack, but you could win two free tickets as part of the package for next year. Season tickets. Included in this night is the 1 millionth fan giveaway. Prize package is estimated at $1,900, courtesy of the Tri-City Storm, Viero, First Tier Banks, Crossroads Ford, and the Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City Storm, it's your team. Family 4-pack, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you've not won hockey tickets from us this week, 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number. Daddy, we didn't even talk about this on the show yesterday, but the Nebraska football team has a new non-conference opponent. They've inked a 3-year deal with this college. They'll play in Lincoln in 2012 and 15 and at this college in 2013. Who will Nebraska play? Who is the team that Nebraska has recently inked a 3-game football series with? 1-888-455-ESPN for a family four-pack of Storm hockey tickets back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fisher-cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
April showers bring May flowers and spring allergies. Find exactly what you need to fight off your allergies at your Health Mart Pharmacy, ABC Drug and Gift. You can trust the pharmacist at ABC Drug to give you what you need and not all the stuff you don't. ABC Drug is open 6 days a week and offers delivery, free gift wrap, and other personal services. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Some say J-R-O and some say Gyro. We think you'll simply say it's the best sandwich in the world. Since 1982, Nick's Gyros have earned this reputation among loyal customers because each sandwich is created with fresh pita bread baked daily, embellished with slow-cooked seasoned beef, crisp lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, onion, and sour cream. Next time you eat out, why not have the best sandwich in the world at Nick's Gyros, where every Tuesday kids 12 and under eat free. Open daily 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday till 10, with convenient parking on the hill at 39th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
3-0 Tigers. The pitch. Gordon corks one to right, and he hit that one a ton. It is way out of the ballpark. A two-run home run for Alex, and the Royals are on the board.
After a season-opening extra-inning win against the Detroit Tigers, the Royals are ready for Game 2 here at Wednesday at 12:05. Royals and Tigers right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover today with some breaks of sun as well at times with high temperatures of around 51. South winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, the skies will become mostly cloudy. There's a possibility of a few rain showers late. Lows near 35, southeast winds to 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
I wonder what to do today. Great opportunity. That's right, it's Wednesday. That means one thing. Patty O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center. Burgers and beers, $5 to $9.50 each. Burgers, fries, beers, $1.50 each. Coors Light and Miller Lite Long Necks, $2. $2 only, 9 till close. To downtown Kearney Center. Patty O'Malley's, it's on the bricks. Great opportunity to get down. All the fixings waiting for you. Great opportunity to check out the new big screen, flat screen TV behind the bar. They got it in high definition now. Fellas have been working on it down there. Looks pristine. Love to go down there. Patty O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center. On the bricks, burgers and beers, $5 to $9.50 each. Coors Light and Miller Lite Long Necks, $2. 9 to close tonight at Patty O'Malley's.
Every Wednesday, burger and beer night from 5 to 9 at O'Malley's. And then 9 to close, they'd love to have you there as well. Good times. Good times, people. We did give away our hockey tickets. Nebraska and Southern Mississippi going to be playing in a three-game series, which from the financial standpoint, yay. From the, you know, come on, let's get somebody new standpoint, boo. You know, and again, it's a long way down the road, so I guess, you know, who knows what Southern Mississippi is going to be like in 2015, 2013 when we go down there, 2012 when we play them for the first time.
But on the surface, it's a heck of a lot better than Louisiana Lafayette or Arkansas State.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a, you know, I guess it kind of almost fits the mold of when we have this discussion, what I would like to see, you know, the lower tier BCS conference school. Well, this is not a BCS conference school, but it's kind of an upper tier of one of those mid-major type of programs. So congratulations. The winner of those hockey tickets was
Matt from Kearney knew it.
All right, Matt, congratulations. Daddy, we made our playoff predictions yesterday. They were very, very similar. In the American League, I had Boston, Cleveland, and the Angels winning their divisions with Detroit, the wild card. And in the National League, I had the Mets, St. Louis, the Dodgers to win their divisions, and Arizona as the wild card.
The only way we're mixed up is I've got the Cubs to win the Central in the National League. But we did not make our World Series predictions.
And so let's do those here. Who do you got?
You know, I've got the Tigers facing Joe Torre and the Dodgers. I think that'd be an interesting storyline, Joe Torre returning to another World Series with a different team.
And who's going to win that World Series?
I've got the Tigers, world champions, Jim Leland.
Champions of the world?
Champions of the world.
All that is. Well, I decided I'm going to take, I'm taking the Mets in the National League. Ugh. And that's why I don't have Atlanta even making the playoffs. I just think the Mets are going to get the job done. I'm taking Cleveland in the American League. And even though my gut really says to take the Mets, it is against my nature and almost against my religion to pick anything that has anything to do with New York. So I will take Cleveland over the Mets in the World Series. Although I like your Dodgers pick. I think somebody's got to step up and come out of nowhere here and do something. There's going to be a surprise team like there always is.
Yeah, but I'm just going down. Got one of my favorite issues of the USA Today because it's got the player salaries in it. Every team, the player salaries. You can see what each player makes. Detroit, up and down the lineup, average salary $4.6 million. That stands out to me. A move that they made a commitment in the offseason to go out and get some players. They've got an all-star studded cast. Let's see if they can get them together and play as a team. But look forward to following that team. Offensively, this team should just pound the ball and put up runs.
Well, it'll be interesting. Don't forget, Royals baseball continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will finish this off, then go into Royals baseball at the top of the hour. First pitch scheduled at 12:05 today against the Detroit Tigers. I'm guessing, again, the Royals are not favored.
No, they're about $180 underdog, I believe, tonight.
Couple of stories that to pass along to you. Brand new sports. Senior forward Amy Mathis at UNK has been named an honorable mention All-American by the Division II Bulletin. Mathis becomes the seventh UNK women's basketball player to earn All-American status and the first since Allison Kruger and Kaylee Modlin back in 2004. This past year for the Lopers, Mathis averaged 17.5 points over 8 rebounds a game. The Miller North graduate also led UNK in three-pointers made and free throw percentage at 90%.
Ooh, Memphis could use her.
After the postseason, Mathis ranked first in the RMAC in scoring, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage, and was second in rebounding. The Division II Bulletin's Player of the Year, Celeste Trahan of Elizabeth City State, North Carolina. The only first-team All-American that played in Kearney at the Elite Eight last week was Joanna Leadham of Franklin Pierce of New Hampshire, who in her lone game had 31 points and 18 rebounds. There are two other All-American teams that came out earlier this year. So this one, the Division II Bulletin, and Amy Mathis of UNK makes honorable mention All-American. Hastings College softball and baseball teams ranked in the NAIA Region 3 top 10 ratings for the week. Broncos softball team is ranked 10th. The baseball team is 9th. Again, they use these to make the postseason. And for the softball team, they are in action today, making up their games at Doan. Baseball teams, UNK, a couple of big innings yesterday. Daddy to beat Hastings 15-5, the first meeting of the year between those two programs. UNK softball today against Wayne State has been postponed to next Thursday due to the poor field conditions at Wayne. And Nebraska and Creighton baseball postponed last night.
Good. They played in one of the coldest games on record a year ago and didn't want to do that again. So taking a week off, get a little practice in, get ready to go for the Big 12 series. The Big 12 in the Missouri Valley is really what those two teams care. They can call it a rivalry all they want. They can send the best pitchers to the mound. Creighton, by the way, was going to start their Friday night starter. Creighton was going to start their Friday night starter versus Nebraska last night. They, you know, look ahead towards the big picture, guys, and take care of business on the weekend, and we'll take care of it. Well, you wanted them to play for some reason. You're the only one I know that wanted them to play. Why was it so mandatory that they play?
I didn't say mandatory.
It's a little cold. Creighton's throwing number one. Ooh, we're Big Red.
We're throwing Dan Jennings, too, so it's obviously a pretty big game for us, but take care of business on the weekends, guys, like Nebraska's been doing.
A Creighton win over Nebraska does more for them than Nebraska win over Creighton does. That's the bottom line. It's an important game to them. It's probably more important than the Mo Valley. They want to win the Mo Valley, obviously, but getting wins over the upper-tier teams that they do get a chance to play, which is not that many, they need to pick up some wins in those so that their RPI or whatever they use in baseball moves them up in the postseason for a chance to get an NCAA tournament, seeding and all that other good stuff.
Well, it's a World Series for Creighton to step up versus the big boys in state. The people that didn't want, that couldn't play at Nebraska, go to Creighton. That's basically what it boils down to. So this is their one time to shine.
Where do the people that can't play at Creighton go?
Well, they go to smaller college. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, there's not a star-studded cast exactly on Creighton's team. Now, they might play together a lot better as a team, and they might have some outstanding individual performances, you know, throughout the year, but they're not as talented as Nebraska players. Well, that's fact. I mean, I'm not making that up. Big 12 basketball is better than Missouri Valley basketball. I mean, I'm making that up. It's just fact.
NIT highlights happen to be being shown in the background. That was worthless. Florida up 9 at the half, and then they just get the doors blown off in the second half. Ohio State up 24 at halftime, and they're almost caught by Mississippi last night. So it will not be an Ohio State-Florida rematch. It'll be Ohio State-Massachusetts, which is an exciting team. That's one of those teams that never was talked about really getting into the big dance, but making the most of the NCAA. Not getting into that and getting into the NIT championship tomorrow night right here on ESPN Radio. We're going to talk a little hockey, Tri-City Storm hockey, as their 1 millionth fan is set to walk through the doors. We'll do that after this break. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Sam Hornish Jr. driving the number 77 Dodge. At over 198 miles per hour, his engine requires the outstanding protection of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. But even seemingly normal driving can be brutal on an engine too. You drive through the intense heat of summer, the brutal cold of winter, and in stop-and-go traffic. That's why from the road to the racetrack, nothing outperforms Mobil 1 technology, the official motor oil of NASCAR and the choice of over half of all NASCAR teams. So put some NASCAR in your car with the 1, Mobil 1.
People ask me all the time, when you get off the road, what do you do to unwind? Well, you may not believe this, but going out to my farm, working in the woods, cutting four-wheeler trails, cleaning up trees and leaves, hey, it's a gas for me. Honest, I'm Kix Brooks, but it wasn't that way until the first time I cranked up a Husqvarna. Now, not only will a Husqvarna start when you want them to, they'll get the job done. Find out how to master your great outdoors and find a Husqvarna dealer near you. Visit MasterYourGreatOutdoors.com.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelke link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
KXPN is an equal opportunity employer and as such is dedicated to providing a broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek help of local organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Organizations who wish to receive our vacancy information should contact us at 236-9900, 800-237-5577, or write P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, 68848, or email generalmanager@kkpr.com.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover today with some breaks of sun as well at times with high temperatures around 51. South winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, the skies will become mostly cloudy. There's a possibility of a few rain showers late. Lows near 35, southeast winds to 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Give us a call anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, the Tri-City Storm, anticipating their 1 millionth fan to walk through the doors of the First Year Event Center on Friday night. After 7 seasons and 28 more home games this year, the Storm are very, very close. To help celebrate the historic event, the Storm have partnered with Viero, the Nebraska Lottery, Crossroads Ford, First Tier Bank, and others to put together an exciting prize package for the 1 millionth fan. Included in the package, a Rocky Mountain vacation with Colorado Rockies tickets, a $500 gas card from Crossroads Ford, a Viero phone package, 100 Nebraska Lottery scratch tickets, a pair of season tickets to the Storm next year, and the earned interest on $1 million for one day, courtesy of First Tier Bank. And Daddy, since you know what the earned interest on $1 million for one day is, what is that you make a day now?
About $2,042.
Anyone with a ticket to the game on Friday is eligible to become the 1 millionth fan.
I really don't know that. I just made that up.
Oh, man.
Robbie, do you know?
I think it's somewhere around $95.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Nice guess, though, Daddy. You were ballpark. Ballpark.
You think so? You think that's ballpark?
It was ballpark for
Scott,
Daddy.
Scott Steinberg going to join us in the last segment of the show today to talk about the number one soccer team in all the state of Nebraska coming up. But Robbie, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show, Tri-City Storm. I guess with the way the season has went, this is going to be on the ice. It just hasn't been the most successful, but this is going to be a good way to go out. Big giveaway, millionth fan, and this is something that even before you graced the doors of the First Tier Event Center, the Storm has always continued to draw really good crowds.
Yeah, it's exciting for us to end the year this way. Like you said, you know, this year wasn't as successful as we'd hoped it would be on the ice, but it's an exciting way to go out for the fans, I think. Hopefully we can get them to keep coming back next year.
Robbie, playing down the stretch here, the Storm have picked up a couple wins here lately, and it would be real easy for this team to shut it down and kind of coast their way out, but they haven't been doing this, and they get a chance to face Lincoln, a team that's maybe pushed them around in ways that Storm don't like to be pushed around, and maybe an exciting game in other ways than just hockey.
Yeah. Tomorrow, big rival game with Lincoln. They're always tough to play, and we love beating Lincoln more than anybody else in the league. And, like you said, they've kind of pushed us around a little bit this year, but being that it's the end of the year and we're just playing for the name on the front of our jersey, I think tomorrow night we'll be coming out looking pretty good.
Robbie Hankins, the director of marketing with the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little bit about this promotion. Somebody is going to be the 1 millionth fan, but obviously you've got a lot of things going on this weekend. Talk a little bit about what you guys will be doing on Friday.
Oh, Friday night, anybody, like you guys said, anybody that comes in the doors, they're going to have a chance to be our 1 millionth fan. We're going to have a registration table set up right inside the doors. All you have to do is show us your ticket. We'll mark your ticket, and we'll have a registration form there. And everybody can only sign up once. And what we're doing, too, is if you're under the age of 19, you're going to have a guardian or someone that's 19 or older to help you claim this prize, as there are scratch tickets in there. So you have to be 19 or older or have a parent or guardian with you when you if you are winning.
Oh, get some lottery tickets, so a real opportunity.
Yeah, a huge opportunity.
I buy 20, 25 a day, and believe me, one time, $34 came my way.
Hey, you never know what you can win off those $100 or off those 100 lottery tickets, so.
Again, you also go out to Colorado, Colorado Rocky tickets, and the $500 gas card to get you there. And most of the way back, I think, too.
Oh, probably just there the way gas is, you know. But no, that $500 gas card, I actually use that myself. But it's a good deal, you know, and it should get you out to Colorado, get you back. And then, you know, hopefully with you win some money with those Nebraska lottery tickets, you have more money to spend while you're out there.
Robbie, so. You guys obviously start your focus now towards next year, really getting out, getting season ticket packages. There's really so many things available for the fan. You don't have to buy season tickets to every game. There's certain different promotions going on. Maybe speak a little bit about that.
Yeah. If you're not wanting to spend the entire $375 or $435 for your season tickets, we have all sorts of different packages available. We have our weekend warrior package where you just have 15 games on the weekends that you can buy for a cheaper price. Or you can get a flex pack, and those are 10 vouchers. They're good for any of the 30 home games. You use them however you want. Use them in any quantity you want. You know, and that way you're not locked into a certain game. So if you have something that comes up, you know, you're like, oh, I have a Storm game, and then I have something else going on. you can always use those vouchers for a different date, which is a good thing for people. So,
Robbie Hankins from The Storm joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, tell folks how they can get tickets. Pretty simple for Friday's game.
Yeah, there's tickets are going fast for the Friday game. I think a lot of people want to be that 1 million fan, and they're going pretty quick. So you can always, you know, log on to stormhockey.com to purchase your tickets, or you can call the box office at 338-8011.
And, Daddy, I think good weekend, too. There's really not much else going on. I mean, there's always something going on, but this is the premier event this weekend.
Well, you got to think so. I think a good opportunity to get out, check out the Storm. These kids have put in a lot of time. A lot of work went in. A lot of them are injured. A lot of them come a long ways from home, get beat up, and they got two games left on the ice, and then they're going to go their separate ways, and then Coach Littler and his staff are going to have to assemble a new team and hopefully get some healthy bodies that are able to continue what they've started here. And they've never been able to get the big cup home. They've been close several times. But Coach Littler, you can sure bet that he's going to put another fine product on the ice a year from now.
Yeah. Both of our assistant coaches right now, they're out on the road. And Tom Rudderud, he's been out on the road for probably the last two and a half months, just looking for the next best thing. And it's a grind, and that's the way it is. And, hopefully we can get some guys in here next year that are going to be able to stay healthy and help us get back on track and bring home a cup.
Daddy, maybe they could work out with you. I mean, you're always pretty healthy.
A lot of, but basically sit-up work that I do.
some ab work?
I'd like to see Daddy check somebody into the boards.
Maybe he could suit up to Friday night against Lincoln. You think that would work?
Well, I think we got uniforms that aren't being used.
How are you on skates, Daddy?
Not sure I've ever tried that out. I need a titanium blade, something that could hold a bigger person.
Maybe a little thicker blade, with training skates on it. Hey, Robbie, now is it true that... we've got the home game Friday, of course, 1 millionth fan. But then Saturday, we're going to take the 1 millionth fan, we're going to put that person on center ice, and then we're going to chuck pucks at him because we didn't win?
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, for the 1 millionth fan winner, they won't be getting pucks chucked at them. But we are doing another chuck-a-puck contest on Saturday, the last one of the year, sponsored by Affiliated Foods Midwest. They're going to have lots of great prizes for you guys to win.
Anything else we need to know about a millionth fan coming up on Friday?
I think you guys have been covering it pretty well. The package is a fantastic deal, and if I had my choice, I'd definitely put my name in the box too. But, it's a huge package. It's, like you guys said, it's a $1,900 package, and anybody has a chance to win it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, talking with us. Bliss Littler is going to be on the program Friday to talk a little bit more about the on-ice things that are going on with the Storm and as they get ready for the offseason. And, again, get those tickets 338-8011 or log on to stormhockey.com and find out more information. Robbie, thanks for coming down.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Robbie Hankins, Director of Marketing for the Tri-City Storm. As we go into break, let's give away another four-pack of tickets to this Friday night's game, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not already won hockey tickets this week, you are eligible to become that 1 million fan. 1-888-455-ESPN. Two games left to go for the Storm. Who are those two games against? 1-888-455-ESPN. The last two games for the Storm. Who are their opponents? Back after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gaina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
What's the difference between a Nebraska Lottery Harley-Davidson scratch ticket instant prize and the Harley-Davidson second chance giveaway prize? Nothing. So if you don't win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle instantly but still want one, send in your non-winning Harley-Davidson scratch ticket for a chance to win the Harley-Davidson second chance giveaway bike. See NELottery.com for details. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
So the other day, I'm driving my Chevy and I see this guy with two bumper stickers. One read E equals MC squared. The other said, keep it simple, stupid. Seeing those two together helped me really appreciate how my Chevy lets me know when it's the right time and the wrong time for service. Most newer Chevys, like mine, have an oil life monitor that tells me when it's time for a change. With OnStar, I can subscribe and get a diagnostic report via email. And I always check my owner's manual for a complete maintenance schedule. And when it's the right time for me, I choose the Chevy experts down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I got an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. These guys know more about my Chevy than anyone, and for me, that's the best deal of all.
See your Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Goodwrench and go. We're keeping it simple.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover today with some breaks of sun as well at times with high temperatures around 51. South winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, the skies will become mostly cloudy. There's a possibility of a few rain showers late. Lows near 35, southeast winds to 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Tri-City Storm, two games to go. Derek, who they against?
It'll be Lincoln and Sioux Falls.
And who knew that?
Jay from Kearney.
Congratulations, family four-pack, a chance to be the 1 millionth fan. Have we read our disclaimer?
No.
We have not read our disclaimer? If you are the 1 millionth fan via the tickets that are given away on the Doug and Daddy Show, you must split the package three ways with me, Doug, with me, Daddy, and me and you, let's see. What I would take, I would take the gas card. Because I think I can line up some Rockies tickets. I'm okay with the, I mean, if I was the general fan, I would love the season tickets. I'll take the $500 gas card. You can have the lottery tickets because I know you love them so much. You love scratching. I see you do it during the show all the time.
This is one of my favorite things.
It's unbelievable.
One of my favorite things.
One of my favorite things is playing golf. Inside, outside, doesn't matter where. And it's, you know, it's trying to get nicer out. And Prairie Hills is open for play 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Come meet Kurt, Nick, Curtis, or just Kurt. You know, if you heard things about Nick, you know, that's fine. You know, or if you just want to meet Curtis, that's fine. But they're all going to be out there working.
One of those characters is right up there in our tournament challenge.
That's right. See the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude of Prairie Hills, because you'll be on the course every week with this weather. Check out the membership options now and the opportunities by going on to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with or without carts. You can walk or drive 9 or 18 holes. You can also check out the simulator. You can vote on our Prairie Hills poll-in-one question. How will the Royals do this year? Right now, checking that out on the Prairie Hills poll-in-one question. A lot of it is 500. We have win the division, 500, same as last year. And 60% right now saying a 500 baseball team. And that would be...
marked improvement.
That would be excellent. But anyway, that's the Prairie Hills poll-in-one question. To play golf, check it out at the Prairie Hills brand new golf course going on north of Kearney, 10 miles on Highway 10. If it's still not nice enough outside for you to play, check out the simulator clubhouse stocked with refreshments and food, and you can do that today at Prairie Hills.
Well, Doug, right now we're switching our attention a little bit to the number one team in the state. What does it take to be number one? What does it take to be number one? You got to be Scott Steinbrück, and he's the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is this state tournament time already?
Not just yet, but hey, before we start, would you mind singing some more of that song? That was really good. If radio career doesn't work out, the rap career might be taken off here in the near future.
If that doesn't jack the cats up coming out of the gate Thursday and Saturday, I don't know what would. Daddy's singing. They're ready to go. Scott, congratulations on the start.
Yeah, thanks. It has been a good start to the season, like you said. But, you know, we talk about trying not to get too caught up with the rankings. It's flattering to be recognized, since it is the first time that the boys soccer team has been ranked number one, and not a lot of teams outside of Lincoln and Omaha, if any, have ever sat atop the rankings. So hopefully our kids are just taking it in stride, and, you know, ideally we're gonna hang on to that number one spot for quite some time and hopefully still be there at the end of the year. But the schedule gets a lot tougher. I think most people that follow soccer know that, you know, starting tomorrow with our game in Columbus and then through the rest of the year, our schedule definitely gets a little bit more challenging here in the coming weeks.
Well, I would hope. 11 goals, 11-0. How bad are they?
Well, you know, Doug, you or Daddy, you probably would have enjoyed that. It was 10-0 at halftime. You know, the knock on soccer is sometimes there are not enough goals, but I think we're appealing to the fans wanting to see more goals. Hopefully we can keep that trend going, though. But the scores are going to start to change. You're going to start to see a little more realistic scores, you know, some 2-1, some 3-1, some 2-0, scores like that. When you have two really good teams playing each other, like some of our games coming up, you're not going to see scores quite like the 10 ones and 11 zeros like we've had so far.
Scott, I actually read that in the paper, set the paper down, stood up in my living room, and applauded. I was so excited.
I appreciate that.
That was his workout for the day, by the way. Scott Steinbrück joins us, the head soccer coach at Kearney High. One of the reasons a lot of goals are being scored, the All-Stater Josh Gable already has 16 goals, tying him for the school record, already broke the single-season point record. This is a special individual on your program.
Yeah, you know, we kind of recognized Josh early in his freshman year, brought him up to the varsity, and knew that he had a lot of potential to be an outstanding soccer player, not just a great goal scorer, but just a great all-around soccer player. He started every game, you know, since the start of his freshman year, and it's hard to believe the kid's only a junior. I think coaches across the state are probably scratching their heads and wondering how many years of eligibility this kid has. But, you know, he has a whole another year next year, and he has a whole bunch of soccer left to be played this year. And he's putting up some staggering numbers in terms of soccer. Because, you know, the goals are sometimes tough to score. And he's already put the ball in the net 16 times in just seven games, which, like you just said, you know, is our school record. You know, and he might set that number at a mark that's probably not going to be touched by anybody in a long time, unless he would happen to do it again next year. But then I think the kids realize for us to be successful, you know, Josh is going to be a big part of that. So we got some kids playing really unselfish. For every goal that Josh scores, somebody else is getting an assist. So it's working both ways and leading to some pretty good offensive numbers for us.
Scott, up ahead of you lies Columbus and then Southwest and North Star. Talk about those three teams a little bit.
You know, Columbus is a team I think that has surprised a lot of people. You know, their first game of the year, they beat Lincoln Southeast, who was supposed to be pretty good, 4-1, and I think that caught a lot of people's attention. Columbus right now is 5-1. Their only loss is to one of the top in Class B, Omaha Scott. So it's a conference opponent. It's a district opponent. It's the team that, you know, upset us last year in the district championship. We still be lucky enough to get a wild card last year. But our kids are going to be real fired up to play them. It's at home. Hopefully the weather holds up, so it could be an exciting atmosphere. And then Saturday, anytime you have a couple Lincoln schools coming to town, you know, the competition is going to get tougher. And that starts with Southwest. Southwest is our first game on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. They were the team that we beat in the round of the state tournament last year. You know, they were kind of like us. They had about everybody coming back. So expectations were really high for them, and they've got off to a pretty good start again this year, just like we have.
Again, all those games will be at home at Baldwin Park coming up Thursday. Columbus ranked 10th, and as Coach Steinbrück said, Southwest and North Star coming in Saturday for the double duel. Before we let you get back to class and lunch, Scott, we touched on Josh Gable. We touched on a lot of kids coming back. I suppose it was a little different starting the season off with all this experience. You got to start a little bit farther down the road, I would imagine, in the first practice as these kids were really kind of already in soccer mode. How much does that help getting off to this good start?
It's helped us a lot. You know, we had a lot of kids do some off-season soccer work, playing in a fall state league, playing some indoor soccer in the winter, and it's just been a little different attitude for us this year, knowing that we finished the season so well last year and then we had about everybody coming back. You know, it's been exciting for us with those expectations, but we also get everybody's best shot where we've been playing all season with the target on our backs. So we're going to have to make sure that we have our best effort each and every night out, no matter who the opponent is.
Hey, Scott, best of luck, and we'll continue to follow you.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Scott Steinbrück, head soccer coach, the top-ranked team in the state, the Kearney Bearcats, 7-0. They host number 10, Columbus, tomorrow. Boys-girls doubleheader, as always.
That a marquee matchup, Omaha Bryan boys versus Lincoln High girls. That would be interesting. 22-0, 11-0. Interesting matchup.
What's wrong with you? Really? Really, what's wrong with you? Elsewhere, before we get out of here, Royals are just around the corner right after the show today. Brett Compliment of Hastings, not sure if I mentioned that yesterday, the GPAC Player of the Week in baseball. Cash Kilkuski has been named a Louisville Slugger All-American team member by the staff of Collegiate Baseball. You can find out a whole lot more about this Nebraska recruit in an article in today's Grand Island Independent, so check that out. Other soccer from yesterday. On the boys' side, Grand Island beat Hastings, Northwest beat Holdridge. On the girls' side, Hastings beat Grand Island, Holdridge beat Northwest. Starting to get into some track now where they're actually scoring events. It's not just relays. Hastings-St. Cecilia sweeping the boys' and girls' titles yesterday at Sandy Creek. And at Franklin, the Franklin boys edge Blue Hill by a half a point. Loomis wins the girls' competition yesterday.
A lot more track going on starting tomorrow, I believe. You got a Wood River invite actually being taken place at Shelton. You got the Kearney High invite on Friday, I believe, as well. So a lot more track coming your way.
Just in case you're not paying attention, just in case you're not paying attention, I want to give away a $15 gift card right now to Wendy's. You can check out the new Spicy Baconator as we're going out of here. We're going to Kansas City Royals baseball. Who had the game-winning RBI for the Royals on Monday? Who had the game-winning RBI for the Royals in Monday's victory? If you know the answer and have not won a Wendy's gift card from us yet, you're eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN for sticking with us till the end of the show today. And Royals baseball coming up next. We want to thank on the show today Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Scott Steinbrook, head boys soccer coach at Kearney High, and Robbie Hankins, director of marketing for the Tri-City Storm. Tomorrow, among our guests, the new head volleyball coach at Kearney, Jason Owens, Larry Hayes, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, and we hope to be catching up with Kevin Kugler to discuss the Final Four this weekend as well.
We'll see you at 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.